Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for the ride home today. We do appreciate that. If you're heading to the beach, sunny, warm temps over there meeting you. Temps right now in the around 80 degrees. Red flags flying on the beach, so just be extra careful if you decide to go swimming, which is something I would not recommend, but red flags are flying, so be extra careful over there. All right, let's go ahead and look into the top three things that might help you along this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, these are stories that are really making an impact. Escambia County has received a $30 million grant. This is from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The funds will be used for the construction of a new ECAT facility. County plans to relocate the Rosa Parks complex to a new facility in the vicinity of Clarinda Lane. If you don't know where this is right between Pace Boulevard and Palafox and Brent. Escambia commissioners will address the issue at tomorrow's board meeting and authorize staff to start the process required for the acquisition of properties for ECAT's relocation.
And your second of the top three stories, low pay leading to an exodus of teachers in the state of Florida. For the second year in a row, the Sunshine State ranks last amongst all states for average teacher salary. Out of 67 counties, Escambia ranks 54th with an average salary of just over $50,000. Santa Rosa's ranked 34th with an average of a little over $53,000. Escambia County currently has 42 instructional openings. That represents a fill rate of 98.4%.
News Radio 92.3 was an interesting town hall meeting here. Escambia District 1 Commissioner Steve Stroberger addressed the status of two longstanding community concerns. The first one, the lack of fire protection for Paradise Bay residents. This is amid ongoing tensions over public access to beaches on Perdido Key. He told residents the county is finalizing the acquisition of a 5-acre site on Bronson Field Road for a new fire station. He also found focused on the beach access in Perdido Key. Disputes have erupted recently between condominium owners seeking to limit public use of privately owned beachfront property and residents advocating for broader public access.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, for starters, a 54-year-old Escambia County, Alabama man sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for sending a death threat to a Mobile County DA. William Terry Holmes made the threat through a letter while already incarcerated, targeting the DA, their family, and a judge involved in a capital murder case of someone he claimed to know. Holmes had also identified as a member of a white supremacist group, and he must now pay over $26,000 in restitution.
Okay, any level of affordability needs subsidy. That's the word from Mayor D.C. Reeves about the city's recent efforts to secure state and federal grant funding for affordable housing in Pensacola.
It's much, much harder to write a check out of the general fund or write a check out of. So what do? We start a grants office and see if we can get money there. We see what property we have, who are our partners, or we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into a project like Baptist that will eventually be 38 acres of leverageable opportunity to create affordability in our city. So we're always, head on a swivel, always looking at what our opportunities are.
That's Mayor Reeves. The city was recently awarded a federal grant to create housing for military members. This is near NAS Pensacola. Reeves says the particular grant is more flexible than most and will give the city enough time to make a good decision on how to best use it. All right. 5:15, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, we'll continue with your local headlines in just a moment. But first, not too much going on the roads here from what I can see. Do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and towards Highway 87. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 83, low of 72.
Okay, a legislative effort to ensure golf courses, pickleball courts, luxury lodges are never built in state parks. Well, this initiative has stalled in the Florida Senate. Florida House passed its version of House Bill 209, but Senate Bill 80 has been unable to get the chamber floor and get it on there on the floor, despite clearing all of its committees on unanimous votes. As of now, lawmakers are scheduled to end their annual session on Friday I don't think that's going to happen.
And the Pace military veteran that claims to have been wrongfully charged with theft by a local Walmart store has now filed a lawsuit against the store. 35-year-old Brent Shavnor was charged with theft in October, and the store claimed he had returned a gutted computer and stolen the parts, but those charges were denied by him. He says he purchased a computer and discovered the gutted PC in the box when he got home. Shavnor is being represented by attorney Joe Zarzer.
Okay, something really went terribly wrong down in Clearview. You know, that ferry accident.
Yeah.
The driver of a recreational boat that crashed into that ferry down in Clearwater, resulting in the unfortunate death of a passenger, is now denying he left the scene of that accident. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
The driver of a 37-foot-long recreational boat which struck the Clearwater ferry Sunday, killing one passenger and injuring others, is now saying through his attorney that reports he left the scene are misinformation. Florida Fish and Wildlife spokesman Matthew De La Rosa.
The captain voluntarily submitted to a breathalyzer, and there was no alcohol determined in that breathalyzer sample. It read 000.
The owner, Jeffrey Knight, claims he had one of his passengers call for help, tied his vessel to the distressed ferry, and pushed it closer to shore so first responders could more easily access it, leaving only when they arrived and his vessel took on too much water. No charges are filed. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Florida House has unanimously approved a bill to repeal a contentious 2018 law regarding customary use of beaches, which had created conflicts in Walton County between property owners and beachgoers. The bill is now headed to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. It aims to enhance public access to beaches by removing the complex approval process for local governments. Supporters argue that the repeal will help restore access to Walton County's beaches and correct issues created by the original law.
News Radio 92.3. Today, 100 wildfires are burning across Florida, covering some 3,100 acres. The largest wildfire in the state is the Sandy Pine Fire, burning across 108 acres in Walton County. That's the largest. And you know, there's been some fires break out. They've been watching the fires down in the Keys in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But right here in Northwest Florida, we got a situation on our hands. National Weather Service reports low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation, especially when combined with these winds that we're having out here, are creating an elevated fire danger.
All righty, just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get a deep dive into some of the national stories happening across the nation today, but also got a couple pairs of tickets I'm trying to give away to the Dixon Dub. Details on what that is and what you can do to win coming up shortly. This is News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Excuses are destroying your success. Luke 14 records the devastating effects of being an excuse maker. One man said that he couldn't attend the master's supper because he had to prove oxen, while another said he had purchased land that he must go see. Yet a third man had just married a wife and therefore he couldn't attend. Their excuses were cloaked in half-truths, nonsense, and self-will. As a result, the master invited the poor, halt, lame, and blind to his dinner. The self-willed people rejected the supper, but the desperate-hearted people received the supper. In the seats of the original invitees sat poor, halt, lame, and blind. If excuse makers don't want to enjoy the benefits that God provides, someone else will. You can choose your excuses, but you don't get to choose the consequences. So beware of being an excuse maker.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Navy Days is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. May 9th through 11th, join us as we honor the pride and dedication of our military community and Pensacola's military heritage. Start the celebration Friday, May 9th at AC Reed for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament or at the Black Tie Night at the Museum Gala. Saturday, May 10th, we'll take to the streets for the Pensacola Navy Days 4K race and parade, then head over to Plaza de Luna for Family Fun Fest. Get the details and tickets at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the Baptist Hospital project, the demolition, and how that's all playing out, plus a grant that the city has gotten to help build military housing. Santa Rosa County continues to have turmoil over the question of opening up a development behind a dead-end road, Ibis Road. Really interesting public policy problem, by the way, of grids versus dead-end roads. And is it right or wrong for Amazon to list the cost of the tariff in their pricing? Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, look at that. Sunny skies, 80 degrees. What a perfect afternoon. Thanks for having us on News Radio 92.3. Hey, I just want to remind you, big thing coming up tomorrow. Escambia officials are distributing those free recyclable paints over at the landfill, the Perdido landfill. Next event tomorrow, 8 to 11. If you need some information about this, you can contact Escambia Waste Services, 850-937-2160. And the paints are great. Absolutely. Got multicolors. You might want to check that out. On the national side of the equation, Vietnam celebrated the 50th anniversary of the end of the war that tore that country and the U.S. apart. Greg Palcott has more from London.
Celebrations included a parade in Ho Chi Minh City with marching troops and an air show. Vietnamese waved flags and sang songs. U.S. troops fled the American embassy on this day in 1975. The war between the U.S. and North Vietnam, in which nearly 60,000 Americans were killed, ended about 2 years prior with the withdrawal of U.S. troops. The landmark comes amid new tensions between the U.S. and Vietnam. Hanoi faces potentially large fresh tariffs. The U.S. Consul General attended today's proceedings, but the American ambassador did not, amid reports the Trump administration didn't want to mark a U.S. defeat. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
And the White House will not confirm reports it has asked El Salvador about the status of Kilmar Obrego Garcia. He was deported to El Salvador in what the White House said was an administrative error, but has since said that he's a member of the MS-13 gang. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has reportedly been in touch with El Salvador about Garcia, but today during a cabinet meeting, Rubio told reporters he won't comment.
Okay, after pushback, Republicans are removing a proposed registration fee for vehicles. Ryan Schmeltz has more details from Capitol Hill.
The transportation section of President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill contained a $20 personal vehicle registration fee. A senior transportation committee source telling Fox News the fee was removed after Chairman Sam Graves heard feedback from concerned Republicans. The committee Republicans will move forward with a plan for a $250 electric vehicle registration fee and $100 hybrid vehicle registration fee. Republicans hope the fees will help pay for the $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, while Democrats warn the fee could discourage people from buying environmentally friendly cars and trucks. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
524, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending mixed today amid uncertainty about the effects of President Trump's trade war. Hillary Barsky's in.
Stocks gaining steam in the last 15 minutes of trading on the last trading day on what has been a volatile month for Wall Street. Stocks ending mixed, but the Dow and S&P 500 extending gains for a seventh straight session. Data show that gross domestic product, a measure of economic growth, shrank in the first 3 months of the year. It was the first contraction in 3 years, deepening concerns around the impact of U.S. tariffs and the global trade war. Industrials and consumer staples gained while energy lagged, and investors are eagerly awaiting earnings after the closing bell today from tech heavyweights, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Chevron. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, got an accident reported on North W Street. This is near the intersection with Beverly Parkway, causing some congestion going both ways there, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, but it's just minor congestion at this time. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area, heading towards Highway 86. 57. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 83, and low of 72. But Thursday night, expect a slight chance of thunderstorms, about a 20% chance currently.
526, News Radio 92.3, job growth by private employers was disappointing in April. Jenny Casola returns and has more for us.
Payroll processing company ADP is reporting 62,000 new jobs created by private employers in April. Economists were expecting 115,000. Also, March job growth was revised down from 155,000 to 147,000. ADP bases its report on payroll information from more than 25 million U.S. employees. ADP's chief economist, Dr. Neela Richardson, says unease is the word of the day. She says employers are trying to reconcile policy and consumer uncertainty with a run of mostly positive economic data. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. ADP's report is not considered a preview. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
527 on the nose here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I got two pairs of tickets that I'm giving away to the Dixon Dub. That's going on Friday night, May 2nd at the Rex Theater. You can join the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences at the Rex Theater in downtown Pensacola for an unforgettable evening of entertainment, music, and laughter. Teams will compete in a thrilling lip sync and vocal battle to raise funds for the school. So if you want to take part in this, all you got to do is be one of the first two people to text in Dixon Dub to our text line. That's 850-437-1620. Again, the first two people to text in Dixon Dub to 850-437-1620 will get these pairs of tickets.
It sounds like a good affair. They always do good things over at Dixon. Mayor Reeves has confirmed the city is going to enter into negotiations with North Star Contracting instead of L.M. Sessler Excavating and Wrecking. They were actually the firm to tear down the old Baptist Hospital. Now, North Star filed a bid protest challenging the selection of Sessler as the number one firm. After reviewing the challenge, the city found that Sessler did not have a valid general contractor's license as required per their RFP, the request for proposals. The city will now move into final negotiations with North Star. Jenny Cosola is pushing this issue here today, following it very closely for us. Google's CEO is defending the company on the witness stand at its antitrust trial this afternoon.
The U.S. government is seeking an order to force Google to sell its Chrome browser and to take other steps to boost competition in the search business. Google CEO Sundar Pichai said on the stand Google spends billions on research and development and cybersecurity. He believes changes to its business could hurt the company and its customers. He also doesn't believe any other company could invest in Chrome's innovation and security the way Google has. The Department of Justice and a coalition of state attorneys general are pushing for changes to bring back competition, especially as generative artificial intelligence advances. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court, considering what could be the nation's first taxpayer-funded religious public charter school. The High Court heard arguments Wednesday as Oklahoma's St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, seeking to join the state's charter school program. It's opposed by the state's Republican Attorney General, as well as public and charter school advocates, who argue that this would threaten the separation of church and state by allowing taxpayer money to go towards religious education.
Okay, 529 News Radio 92.3, almost halfway up to the next hour. In case you missed the announcement, Governor DeSantis confirmed the 2025 Red Snapper season will be 126 days starting on Memorial Day weekend. A lot of anglers pretty happy about this. This includes the additional summer and fall fishing days from 2024 with holiday opportunities on Vets Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. This year's numbers exceed the 103-day season last year. We thought it was pretty lengthy last year. 126, that's a lot of fishing days. Also, tomorrow, get ready for the 21st annual Gulf Coast Hot Air Balloon Fest. This is wonderful. It's a three-day event scheduled tomorrow through Sunday. Over 50 hot air balloons from around the U.S. will appear. Where? At Owa Parks and Resort. Okay, in five, we'll talk sports. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
I'm John Saucier. The U.S. and Ukraine have finalized an economic deal centered around rare minerals. The announcement came from the U.S. Treasury Department. There's a new government report that says the U.S. economy shrank during the first 3 months of this year. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says restructuring the economy will work out in the long run.
Of course, that's uncertainty, and that creates people fearful about
the delays in investment and what that mean, what that might mean for future economic growth. So I'm sure there's a little bit of fear in there as well, but I think that fear is going to get sorted out.
Kentucky's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says Americans are paying the price, though.
On again, off again, on again, tariffs. Them going from across the board to reciprocal to industry specific. All this is creating an environment that ultimately is making it harder for people to get by.
Both of those comments were on the Fox News channel as America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, first up, Escambia County has received a $30 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The funds will be used for the construction of a new ECAT facility, and the county plans to relocate from the Rosa L. Parks Transit Complex to a new facility in the vicinity of Clarinda Lane. That's between Pace Boulevard and Palafox and Brent. Escambia commissioners will address the issue at tomorrow's board meeting and authorize staff to start the process required for the acquisition of properties for ECAT's relocation.
All right. Number two, we're following low pay heading and leading to an exodus of teachers here in the state. For the second year in a row, Florida ranking 50th out of 50 states for average teacher salary. Out of 67 counties here in Florida, Escambia ranks 54th with the average salary of just over $50,000. Santa Rosa ranked 34th with an average salary of just over $53,000. Escambia County currently has 42 instructional openings. This represents a fill rate of around 98.4%.
And Escambia District 1 Commissioner Steve Stroberger addressed the status of two longstanding community concerns, the lack of fire protection for Paradise Beach residents and ongoing tensions over public access to beaches on Perdido Key. He told residents the county is finalizing the acquisition of a five-acre site on Bronson Field Road for a new fire station. He also focused on beach access. In Perdido Key, disputes have erupted between condominium owners seeking to limit public use of privately owned beachfront and residents advocating for broader public access.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Down to a minute remaining on the power play. Gostisbehere to the far side, back across, too hard for Jarvis. Gostisbehere with it once again. To the far circle, stop! Sends the Hurricanes to the second round. Sebastian Aho on the power play.
Carolina Hurricanes became the first team to move into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. On TNT, Sebastian Aho scored in overtime to lift Carolina over New Jersey 5-4 and into the second round. Another overtime game in Las Vegas, Brett Howden scored in sudden death to give the Golden Knights a 3-2 win over the Wild and a 3-2 series lead. The Maple Leafs missed a chance to eliminate the Senators. Ottawa won at Toronto 4-0 to force a Game 6 in Ottawa. The Oilers beat the Kings 3-1 in Los Angeles to take a 3-2 series lead. Two NBA playoff series ended last night.
Magic put up a fight. They made Boston feel them in this series. There's no doubt about it. Their defense, their grit, their physicality was impressive. But the experience showed out for Joe Mazzulla and the defending champs. Boston is bound for the second round.
On NBA TV, the Celtics beat the Magic 120-89. 35 points and 10 rebounds for Jason Tatum. Boston, the defending champs, into the second round against the winner of the Knicks-Pistons series. New York could have ended it last night, but lost at home to Detroit 106-103. Cade Cunningham scored 24 for Detroit, which will host Game 6 tomorrow, down 3-2. Indiana Pacers came back from 20 points down against the Bucks in Game 5 to force overtime. Then Indiana ended the game on an 8-0 run over a span of 33 seconds. Eliminated Milwaukee for the second year in a row, 119-118. Pacers advanced to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Jamal Murray scored 43 points for the Nuggets, who went up 3-2 on the Clippers, winning in Denver 131-115. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And legendary University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban will join President Trump at this week's UA graduation ceremony. Trump will deliver the commencement speech on Thursday. Saban and UA President Stuart R. Bell will also deliver remarks. Alabama has strongly supported Trump in the past three elections.
537 News Radio 92.3. I'm feeling pretty good today. I hope you are as well. Chris Bryant and Austin Price over there. We'll be checking in with him in just a minute. Going to have that five-day forecast coming up. Nice day. Sunny, 80 degrees today. Red flags are flying on the beach. Just remember that. They're saying you could swim. I'm saying don't, but please, if you do swim, do it in a very safe area. The Blue Wahoos began their longest road trip of the season. 3-2 win over Birmingham Tuesday evening. The Wahoos, 16-6 on the season, sit in first place in the South Division. Now tonight, Pensacola faces Birmingham for game two of a six-game series.
In the NFL, hitting the Atlanta Falcons and one of the team's coaches with fines over a prank call made to Shedeur Sanders during last week's draft. The team being fined $250,000, while defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich being fined $100,000. The 21-year-old son of Ulbrich admitted to making the prank call in a social media post because the team said Jax Ulbrich is his name, got Sanders' number from his father's iPad. This is controversial for people. Some people think it's not that big of a deal. Some people are asking why other prank callers didn't get fined. The problem is, you got to understand, I think this is the only one where we know who did it. We've got proof someone played a role and we know how the number got leaked. If other people are exposed for having done this sort of thing, I'm sure they may get in trouble as well, or at least I'm hoping.
All right, 539, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Ice Flyers owner Greg Harris, pretty busy guy here. He's in the middle of a formal search for a new head coach and assistant coach to lead the team into the 25-26 SPHL season. Harris anticipates a lot of interest from candidates across the hockey world and is connecting with coaches who are eager to help shape the next chapter of Ice Flyers hockey. This is kind of a very interesting story. You and I have spoken about this off air. The young lady wears two hats, relationship hat, PR hat. Let me explain. NFL legend and University of North Carolina football coach Bill Belichick is defending his girlfriend Jordan Hudson after she intervened in his CBS interview, and after looking back at it, rightly so. Nate Foy has the latest.
When the interviewer asked how they met, Hudson saying that she wouldn't or they wouldn't be discussing that, Belichick released a statement saying, quote, "Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. I was surprised when the unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly expressed this to the reporter. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track."
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
It's an listen, they have an unorthodox situation when it comes to their age, and that gets a lot of people turning heads and thinking, wow, how did they meet? How'd that go down? If that's not part of the subject matter being discussed and you rope it into the discussion knowing that it's not supposed to be talked about, yeah, someone's going to intervene and say, shut up.
Okay, very well said. Milwaukee Bucks, doggone, they're already out of the NBA playoffs. Joe Morgan has the story.
The Milwaukee Bucks season has come to an end, and the future doesn't look bright. The Bucks were eliminated from the playoffs Tuesday night, falling in overtime to the Pacers 119-118. Milwaukee collapsed late in OT, allowing Indiana to end the game on an 8-0 run, while Tyrese Halliburton made a driving layup with just over 1 second remaining in the game for the victory. The Pacers forced two turnovers in the final 29 seconds of overtime, and Indiana advances to face the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round. Milwaukee's loss comes one day after the team announced that Damian Lillard has a torn left Achilles tendon. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, it's good the Bucks won while they did. New York Jets quarterback Jordan Travis informing the team of his retirement. If you know the name, it's because he's a fifth-round pick from Florida State, and he helped lead them to an 11-0 record during their 2023 campaign where they finished 13-1. He stated after much prayer and consultation, he had been medically advised to retire, and he had already been placed on the reserve/retired list after extensive rehab efforts.
Okay, the NFL has disciplined a team over a prank phone call to an NFL draft pick. You touched on this eloquently yesterday. I wanted to follow up and advance a story for you and just see where we are today. Here's Jared Max.
Thanks to a prank that became a live stream video gone viral, the Atlanta Falcons have been fined $250,000 by the NFL. Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich fined individually $100,000 because Ulbrich's 21-year-old son, Jax, on a recent visit to his parents' home, discovered the phone number of Shador Sanders off an open iPad. Sanders, the former Colorado quarterback, was initially figured to be a first-round NFL draft pick but dropped to a fifth-round choice by the Cleveland Browns. Jax Ulbrich had written down Sanders' phone number to later conduct a prank call. In the video, Jax is next to a friend who pretended on the phone to be New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis when he called Sanders and said, "We're going to take you with our next pick, man, but you're going to have to wait a little longer. Sorry about that." Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, 5:43. Now it's time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa. The pros that know to keep your business moving at full speed. I get Tyrese Halliburton's father isn't just a regular fan. He's the father of the man who hit the game-winning shot for the Indiana Pacers to advance and pass the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA playoffs. But that being said, though, Halliburton's father embarrassed himself last night going nose-to-nose with Giannis Antetokounmpo after the win. Halliburton's father acted like a fool. The focus today should be on your son, not the star player's father acting like a clown. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
5:45, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, taking a look at the weather and that local traffic this afternoon. What is happening?
Luckily, not too much, Chris. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and maybe some on the Var Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that's about it. Not much outside of that. And those even those are our usual spots. Nothing too out of the ordinary there. As for the weather on a local scale, 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny, high of 83, low of 72 as well, but we're going to maybe see some slight chances of thunderstorms Thursday night at about just a 20% chance currently.
Can we go with the terminology? Pop-up showers, if you don't mind.
Sure, sure. Why not?
5:46, News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money this afternoon. Here it is, your money now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Meta rose nearly 3% in after-hours trading following the company's reporting of stronger-than-expected revenue in the first quarter. Revenue topped estimates by nearly $1 billion. The company said that second-quarter sales will be in the range of $42.5 and $45.5 billion. Etsy posted better-than-expected revenue for their first quarter today, with net revenue outlasting LSEG estimates, but the e-commerce company still reported a net loss of just over $52 million. The loss comes from a more than $100 million impairment charge from the sale of Reverb, according to CNBC. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining more than 140 points, the S&P 500 added 8, and the NASDAQ was off the pace by 14. U.S. crude oil futures for June sit above $58 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Here's today's business news.
All right, News Radio 92.3, more this afternoon is sliding by. If you're driving home, ease up, take it easy. Watching that radar coming over that hump going into Gulf Breeze this afternoon. So don't spoil 35, may I add. Don't push it. Don't push it. All right. Hope you're having a good afternoon. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you. President Trump hosted a meeting today with some of the leading CEOs of the nations and big companies here. A lot of computer manufacturers, pharmaceutical giants, a lot more big dogs there. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
Huge companies that have these investments that don't have CEOs here have other major executives that are coming. It's a who's who's list here at the White House. This is the first event, I can tell you, that is going to happen in the East Wing foyer for this administration. Now, the list of who's who, CEOs from NVIDIA, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, GE Aerospace, SoftBank, among others, will be here with displays of what type of investments they plan to produce with Trump. He secured, our count, $1.8 trillion in private business investments and $3 trillion in direct foreign investments on future jobs.
And films from Disney and Universal going to be released in China despite ongoing trade disputes. According to reports from Bloomberg, How to Train Your Dragon, Lilo and Stitch are among the latest Hollywood films to secure coveted Chinese exhibition approvals. Marvel's Thunderbolts also opened in the country on Wednesday. The approvals may signal Beijing is keeping the door open for major American releases despite ongoing trade relations. China remains the world's second largest theatrical market behind the U.S.
548 News Radio 92.3. I want to give you these mortgage rate numbers here for this afternoon. They just rolled out just about an hour or so ago. If you're thinking about buying or selling that home, they're going to come in handy. Mortgage rates a little lower today, remaining below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.81%. This afternoon, the average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.17%. Well, looking at these prices here, the PCE inflation numbers, the prices cooled last month. Before April's tariffs were revealed, Jenny Casola is following the numbers.
You may have seen some relief from price increases in March. The PCE inflation reading, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, was flat in March from February, suggesting prices held steady. There was also no change in the core reading, excluding food and energy. And for the year ending in March, the PCE rose 2.3%, 2.6% for core PCE. All the numbers suggest improvement. The report also suggests Americans were making more and spending more in March. Personal incomes rose by 0.5%, and personal consumption, which is spending, increased by 0.7%. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And Elon Musk may be stepping away from the Trump administration. Though no official announcement has been made, Musk said today during a cabinet meeting that it was an honor to serve. He touted finding $160 billion of government waste and predicted more accomplishments for the White House moving forward. Trump told Musk that it's unfair the way he's been treated, and Musk responded, quote, "They do like to burn my cars, which is not great," unquote. Of course, that being a reference to the ongoing acts of vandalism involving Tesla vehicles.
Okay, operative word here, cars. And I want to kind of jump on that. U.S. automaker announces a massive recall. Need to know about this. If you got a GM car, here's Sue Gusman.
General Motors recalling nearly 600,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to potential manufacturing defects that could cause engine failure. Vehicles recalled include the 2021 to 2024 Cadillac Escalade, Cadillac Escalade ESV, Chevy Silverado 1500, Chevy Suburban, Chevy Tahoe, GMC Sierra 1500, GMC Yukon, and GMC Yukon XL vehicle, the ones with 6.2-liter and V8 gas engines. Concern is the crankshaft component connection that can lead to engine damage and potential failure. Dealers will inspect affected vehicles and repair or replace the engine if necessary with new components free of charge. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And Ford is extending its employee pricing sale until July 4th. A lot about cars here. Ford CEO Jim Farley announced the extension during an interview with CNN on Wednesday. The automaker extending its offer to car buyers for another month to encourage sales to consumers nervous about rising prices because of new tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. Farley said that the company wants to keep prices competitive and low, but noted that he can't say prices won't go up.
Go ahead, frame that word transportation this afternoon, whether it's four wheels or two wheels. City of Pensacola's all over this. As a matter of fact, city is celebrating National Bike Month. They're going to do it in May. It's been recognized, the city is, as a bronze bicycle-friendly city. The designation identifies Pensacola's commitment to creating a more bikeable and accessible city for residents and visitors alike. President Trump, busy guy. We all know that. He is underscoring his commitment to revitalizing the nation's manufacturing sector. Lauren Simonetti has more from New Jersey.
While President Trump works to ramp up American manufacturing, schools like Lincoln Tech are helping to make sure students have the skills they need to meet the demands of the modern manufacturing workforce, like programming robots and fixing electric vehicles. The government predicts demand for skilled trades will skyrocket in the next 8 years, with the need for over 1 million workers to fix cars and trucks, 800,000 electricians, and 450,000 welders. Here's the director of education at Lincoln Tech's Mahwah campus, Nick Lombardi.
Instead of $150,000, $200,000 investment and guessing in what you want to do, you pick a skilled trade, you get good at it, you become the subject matter expert, and then you can transition into college, should that be your goal.
In New Jersey, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
The Burger Battle by the Bay is the best burger competition on the Gulf Coast. It's Saturday from 11 till 3 at Community Maritime Park, downtown Pensacola. All you can eat burger bites and more. Tickets $15 now online, Solo Cafe Shop, and Wright Street Thrift. $20 day of the event. Proceeds support Take a Stock in Children, Alzheimer's Association, Polo Eradication, and many other community projects supported by Subwest Rotary. It's the Burger Battle by the Bay. It's Saturday at Maritime Park.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now.
5:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is taking a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What is going on?
Well, luckily not much, and that's typically the case this time every afternoon. If you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. Our worst-looking spot, probably going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but that's a tricky light anyway. As for the weather on a local scale, we're sitting at 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Going to be mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 83, low of 72.
All right. Central U.S. bracing for potential severe weather on Wednesday. Nice weather forecast, by the way, Austin. Mm-hmm. Janice Dean in this afternoon.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be in the forecast once again for the south central U.S., with the possibility for large hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and very heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. Tomorrow, the risk shifts into the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee river valleys, spreading towards the east coast and northeast over the weekend. We've got another round of storms moving into the plains on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms also possible over the northwest, the Rockies, and the Midwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, you betcha, Kid Rock, with his red suit. I hope he wears that red suit more. I really like that. It was the red suit I'm talking about. He was being interviewed with President Trump.
Right.
Killer outfit. Anyway, the kid is bringing his Detroit restaurant to another city, and what a great city he's going to. Here's Michelle Polino.
Kid Rock is taking his Detroit flavor to Nashville in the form of a new restaurant, the Detroit Cowboy. The Rocker stopped by Varney & Company on Fox Business to detail why he chose that destination for his hometown restaurant.
You know, our motto is go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. I had a little trouble just doing business with some bad actors in Detroit years ago in a city that I love.
The Michigan-born rapper's new place is a fine dining establishment serving steaks and seafood. It'll open Monday in the downtown district. The restaurant's walls will be decorated with memorabilia from his career and the gifts that he has received from icons like Johnny Cash, Bob Seger, Loretta Lynn, and nods to Aretha Franklin and Motown. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And country music superstar Eric Church will hit the road in support of his new album later this year. The Free the Machine Tour will kick off September 12th in Pittsburgh. Church will visit 22 cities on the tour, including Boston, Brooklyn, and Detroit, before wrapping up on November 15th in Inglewood, California. L. King, Marcus King Band, and Charles Wesley Godwin will join Church on select dates. Pre-sales start May 5th with a general on sale on May 9th.
It was a wild 11-minute ride. Katy Perry says she's been battered and bruised by backlash to her Blue Origin flight. Here's Michelle Polino.
Katy Perry is speaking out after facing backlash from the entertainment community and others over a recent Blue Origin space flight. The pop star says she feels battered and bruised, but is determined to keep looking to the light. Perry was part of an all-female crew that took an 11-minute trip to space April 14th. The Jeff Bezos-founded company's mission, intended to highlight women in aeronautics, instead triggered a flood of online criticism from fellow celebrities, including Olivia Munn and Amy Schumer, and even fast food chain Wendy's. The controversy follows the disappointing performance of Perry's latest album, 143. In a lengthy comment on a fan page, Perry expressed gratitude to her supporters. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts looking to get off to a big start at the box office this weekend. The film, featuring an ensemble of anti-heroes, is expected to make between $70 and $75 million in its debut. Meanwhile, Ryan Coogler's Sinners expected to make around $35 million in its third week in theaters.
All right, sunny, red flags flying, 80 degrees this afternoon. Hey, the faculty over at UW, if you're alumni here, doing something nice today. They are holding auditions in Jacksonville. They're doing it today and tomorrow at the Jacksonville Children's Chorus. The UWF Theater Program is holding virtual auditions for Jacksonville University students, offering them an opportunity to continue their studies after JU cut its music and theater programs.
Wow.
So UWF to the rescue. Coming up in 12 more national and local stories on News Radio 92.3. See you then.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.